is laid out in pods by grade level. And so that gives great opportunity for teachers and students to collaborate. We have a functional core that runs down the middle of the building, which houses all of the shared programs like art, music, PE, the gym will be there, the cafeteria, and it kind of functions as this core in the middle of the building where you'll see a lot of activity. The safety and security of the building is going to be a great feature as well. It'll be much improved from what we've seen, where there'll be secure access, where we'll be able to control and monitor those who are coming in and who get access to the building. Those are just a few of the features, but there are so many more things that we'll be able to do academically for our kids as a result of the new design.
But no matter what changes between now and then, those features, you know, are going to be sticking around in the final plan, I would assume.
Sure, and those are just some core functions of the design and important to the design planning committee as we decided, you know, what that space should entail, because we want it to be something that's functional and serves multiple purposes educationally.
Last question I have for you, and I'm going to ask if you have anything else to add. You know, you have every step of the way kept the public in the loop. Mm-hmm. Why has that been important?
Well, I think it's important because the public are, they're our community, they're our taxpayers, they're those individuals who are going to have children, grandchildren, friends, neighbors who are going to have access to that facility. And I think it's important for them to understand all of the pieces of the puzzle that it takes to put the final project together. And we appreciate people who are interested and willing to give their perspective.
Anything else you want to add?
No, that's good.
I think Mr.